From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton promises the U.S. is ready to help earthquake-damaged Chile in any way the country requests. Clinton arrived in Santiago today to meet with Chile's president and deliver much-needed satellite phones. And Clinton said more aid is coming.
We are sending 8 water purification units. They're on their way. We have identified a mobile field hospital unit with surgical capabilities that is ready to go.
Clinton never ventured much farther than the Santiago airport, which appeared largely unaffected by the massive earthquake. Saturday's quake killed at least 723 people. Chilean troops are still trying to control looting in the city of Concepcion. Toyota executives are in the middle of another congressional grilling over the company's recall of more than 8 million vehicles. Today's Senate hearing is the third in 7 days. Lawmakers want to know whether the company and federal safety regulators responded quickly enough to deal with cases of sudden, unintended acceleration. The panel's chairman, Senator Jay Rockefeller, says Toyota's corporate culture needs an overhaul.
Somewhere along the way, public safety took a back seat, and corporate profits drove the company's decisions. If Toyota wants to remain successful and regain consumer confidence and trust, it needs to find this balance once again.
Toyota drivers have reported 52 deaths linked to unintended acceleration since 2000. Toyota also announced today it's repairing more than 1 million vehicles worldwide for potentially leaky oil hoses. Republican Senator Jim Bunning of Kentucky continued today to block legislation that would temporarily extend unemployment benefits and funds for federal roads inspectors that expired Sunday night. As NPR's David Wellner reports, even an appeal from a fellow Republican failed to sway Bunning's one-man stand.
Until today, only Senate Democrats had tried bringing up a bill passed last week by the House that would extend the expired benefits. This morning, Maine Republican Susan Collins joined that effort on the Senate floor.
I ask unanimous consent that the Senate proceed to the immediate consideration of H.R. 4691.
But as he's done numerous times, Kentucky Republican Jim Bunning objected to bringing up the temporary extension bill.
The question I've been asked mostly is why now? Well, why not now?
Bunning chided both Democrats and fellow Republicans for trying to pass legislation that would add to the deficit just weeks after the Senate voted not to pass bills that aren't paid for. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 26 points at 10,430. The NASDAQ is up 10 points at 2283. This is NPR News. Supreme Court justices are weighing the reach of the Second Amendment today in a case focusing on Chicago's ban on handguns. Gun rights advocates want the court to extend a 2008 decision striking down a gun ban in Washington, D.C., a federal enclave. The court ruled then the Second Amendment gives individuals a right to possess guns for self-defense and other reasons, but the decision only applied to federal laws, such as the District of Columbia's. Two U.S. envoys have arrived in Beijing for talks on recent bilateral frictions and issues where the United States seeks China's cooperation. China recently suspended military ties and threatened sanctions over U.S. arms sales to Taiwan. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
U.S. Deputy Secretary of State James Steinberg and Senior Director of Asian Affairs on the National Security Council Jeffrey Bader are the highest-ranking U.S. officials to visit China since the recent controversies. The two were expected to meet with Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi and other leaders. Both the North Korean and Iranian nuclear issues are expected to be on the agenda. China's foreign ministry reiterated today that the Iranian nuclear issue could still be solved through negotiations. Yesterday, a State Department spokesman said that both the U.S. and China wanted to limit fallout from the disputes and get relations back on track as soon as possible. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
South Korea's Hyundai may be benefiting from Toyota's recall woes. Hyundai today announced its February sales were up 23% from a year ago. GM is also seeing a boost. General Motors says February sales rose 11.5% from the same time last year. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News from Washington.